Let's talk to Mark van Jaarsveld. Welcome, Mark. How
good
are
all.
You?
I'm all good, thank
You're
you,
very
Kathy.
calm. You're very calm, very happy for somebody who works in the security industry. Why
I guess
is that?
Looks are deceiving, eh?
Oh, really?
Yeah. But good afternoon, and good afternoon to all your listeners, and thank you for having us. I think I'm becoming a regular here at Chai, and I enjoy being here,
it's not,
so
it's not
thank
a bad
you for having
thing.
us.
It's
no,
not a
it's
bad
not
thing.
a bad thing at all. Nice air-conditioned offices in the heat of the day, so
Yeah, you're
all
welcome to
good.
hang out. Mark, this time of the year, a lot of people going away. What would you say we should be aware of if people are, you know, if we're going away?
So I think I'm not going to bore you with all the usual things that I'm sure most of the residents, get bombarded with by, you know, on email and social media. But I think, you know, there's two things to worry about. Number one is your personal safety wherever you go. That doesn't stop, right? So just because you're on holiday doesn't mean you can't become a victim of crime. I guess if you're out of Joburg, that means we can't help you. Which I guess upsets me, especially if people don't know what to do or caught in some really worrying situations wherever they're going. So I think the first thing is just, plan and be prepared, especially that you're going to be out of your comfort zone, out of the areas that you know, the people you know, your networks. So, understand who the local security company is in the area, your police stations, where the hospitals are. It's not just about security, it's about safety and security, So kind of be prepared and be forewarned, I guess. And then there's obviously things, you're leaving all your possessions here, hopefully. And when you come home, you want them to still be there.
That would be nice.
So, I guess there's the usual things around making sure that your alarm is functioning and working and, that you do a maintenance on the alarm before you go away. And all of those kinds of things, leaving someone with a set of keys if we need to get in, while your alarm is going off or something like that. So that would be the, I'd get less important, but, important enough to worry about now. But I think a lot of us don't think about, where we're going to and what are the things we need to do around that. Because we kind of like go into holiday mode and think that nothing's going to happen.
Or we don't
to
have
us.
To worry about it. Right,
yeah. So,
exactly.
So, I mean, that would be my most important piece of advice is, worry about where you're going and what you're going to be doing there and make sure that you've thought about all of the various scenarios that can happen, not just from a crime point of view, but, if your kid gets stung by a bee on the beach, what are you going to do? Who do you call? What are the emergency numbers? And all of those kinds of things.
Fascinating. Was there something where there was a service that you offered, I think it was last year or the year before, where your guards would go and they would take the post and they would collect the post for you while you're away so that it doesn't look like your house is vacant?
You're putting me on the spot here. I'm not really aware of such a
I'm sure that there was something like
that.
Do you remember it, Sasha?
Look, knowing my guys on the ground, a lot of them are highly intelligent, very intuitive, and
I'm sure that there was something like that.
And maybe on their own accord, they decided to do these kinds of things, but certainly nothing that was, as far as I can recall, ran from a head office point of view. But it's a great idea. It is quite a cool idea.
Was there something with pets, maybe?
Look, on the pet side, if we do find pets in the streets and stuff like that,
you don't look after them. You can't
house
it.
We don't house it, but we do have a kennels facility where we look after our own canine working dogs. So if we find pets and stuff like that are lost, we generally try and take them to our facility where we'll keep them for a period of time. And then if, no one claims them or anything like that, we take them to the nearest vet or anything like that. So that we do. But thankfully, there aren't too many of our furry friends running the streets wild,
I'm speaking to Mark van Jaarsveld. He's the CEO of CAP, which is, what areas are you in now?
So, I mean, we cover most of the northern suburbs.
It's basically these black buckies that you see.
Yeah,
these
pretty
guys,
much.
Highly, highly trained security
pretty
guards.
Pretty much. We have one yellow bucky, but mainly black.
Really?
Yeah.
Every family has one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One outcast, But look, today, thank God, the initiative has grown quite a lot. It covers most of the northern suburbs, basically everything between the N3 and the M1, or actually Jan Smuts, and then, we've got areas in Emerentia Greenside and Victory Park, and then in Sandton, we cover parts of Morningside, Bryanston, River Club, and Sandown Strathaven.
That's massive. What a massive
operation. So,
it
has over, thank God, 12 years, I think the initiative has grown. Communities have seen the importance of mobilizing behind a genuine communal non-profit security organization that has at its core purpose securing of our communities, and thank God we've had good results generally in the fight against crime. Haven't won the war yet, But we're confident that we will.
I think that you've made huge dents.
Yeah, I think, areas. One violent crime is one too many. And every single one touches us. I know at the office, you know, most of the people that are there are doing it because we believe in a higher purpose. You know, obviously there's the part of it of being able to provide for our own families. But I think I speak on behalf of everyone at CAP that we're here to serve. We're here to really be at the front line of the fight against crime and to protect our community. And we'll do whatever we can within the resources and the powers and the limits that we have, to win. And we're confident that we can. And we just need the community support in general, I guess. But the community has been amazing to CAP over the last 12 years, and we're forever indebted to their generosity and, you know, support.
All right, so we've got an SMS wanting to know. I can't find it now. But wanting to know if residents want to make a Christmas donation to CAP teams, can we do that?
Yeah, so we actually run a campaign every year around this time that raises funds specifically for our guys in the cars and our reaction controllers in the control room. That money is completely ring-fenced based on the area and then allocated to all the staff equitably. So we do it. It's in addition to all of the other things that we would ordinarily do, both legislatively and, you know, as an organization to try and keep and retain our best people. But it's a campaign that we gear and we run every year because we know the immense financial pressure that most of our staff are under, and that notwithstanding, you know, the best that CAP is trying to do to look after its people, they still have, you know, a Christmas to go out and buy, a nice dinner for their families and school fees or books or anything this time of year.
These are young guys with young families.
Yeah, and, you know, I think CAP is the only initiative of its kind that I'm aware of that does something on a macro level like this. And I know the staff are incredibly grateful for it, and it motivates them and it makes them feel like they're part of something much bigger than, you know, kind of just any organization that's doing security. So, you know, I think from a morale point of view, from, you know, obviously helping the guys and their families, this is an immensely important time for them, and it's something that they, they really appreciate.
What I find fascinating is that not only do they protect, but I received a video this morning. There ain't no mountain high enough, there ain't no valley low enough that will keep me from getting to you. And you've got a whole lot of CAP guys, and you made them sing.
Yeah, look, I didn't make them.
Oh, you didn't make them. Wanted to sing.
But, I think every year
it's
we
a great
start.
Song.
Yeah, it is a great song.
Who knew they could sing?
Listen, you'd be surprised. Behind the big bulletproofs and the guns and the whole story, there's people there with real talents, you know. And I think, you know, in one way, the tragedy of South Africa is that we've got people with such immense talents, you know, that are sometimes confined to exceptionally difficult jobs like security, which is immensely tough. But on the other side, you know, CAP is grateful and indebted to our staff. They're incredible people. And I think sometimes we lose sight of that, you know, as a community. I'm saying, you know, these are men, women with families, with serious talents. And, and that gets lost in a lot of the stuff that, you know, I guess goes on.
The song?
So, you know, marketing people are very good people. We're very fortunate to have a wonderful relationship with Mama Creative, who does a lot of our stuff. And, I can't take any credit for the song choice. They came up with it. I thought it was a great idea. I think the words speak very much to, you know, the culture that CAP has, you know, around doing everything that we can to protect people, to get to you, to help you. So I think, you know, it was a great song choice overall. One of our guys, Bongani Rakavani, he's actually an amazing guy. He's got his CD. So he's, you see him singing on the video. So he was like appointed as the head coordinator within our tactical teams. And he went about and spoke to all the guys and sourced all the people that he knew could sing. And it was immensely, it was a great day. It was a really, really special
very, very
day. The guys loved it.
Say.
They enjoyed it so much. And as I said, I think, you know, on the one hand, they come and they do a job. But on the other hand, they feel part of something so much more important to the community, and where, you know, they can do these kinds of things and be exposed to these kind of team building events. But more importantly, that what they're doing is being recognized. And
can I play the song?
Yeah, sure.
Because I actually have the song.
I might sing as well. But
you might sing. I think everybody's going to sing. So this is the CAP officers of Johannesburg. They got together, and the message is, well, the reason that they chose the song is because the message is so clear. It's ain't no valley, ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough. That will keep me from getting to you. Take a listen. Let me know what you think. 34519, that's a text line. You can also WhatsApp on 061-895-1019. There's no other word. It's adorable.
Yeah, I can't help myself but dance, right?
So
I
was like, yeah. Anyway. The cap officers, who knew?
Yeah, some of them are.
So technically, they could actually sing you your rights when they arrest you.
Yeah, I guess so. Eh? Some of them could, and some of them could really probably make it the worst day of your life, literally, because they sound so bad, right? But thank God. It was, as I said, I think a little bit earlier, you know, it was a great, I think the campaign itself really speaks well to who we are as an organization, but for the staff as well, it was so powerful. And I think the most heartwarming campaign that we've run, you know, in terms of the impact that it's had on our people. So, you know, yeah, it was a great idea, and I think the guys loved it, eh?
Amazing. Very, very special. All right, so what happens if we want to donate?
So did you say,
I can't remember your answer, can I or can I not give to the guys who I see patrolling my streets?
So please don't do that. Don't give anything directly to the officers.
Even if I offer him $1,000 to protect my house more than my neighbors.
Yes, because that introduces some complications, which, you know, would be very difficult for us to manage.
Are you sure?
Yeah. we've learned some hard lessons from other organizations, you know, in the country. So we definitely want to avoid a situation where people give our officers any form of, you know, money or anything in kind, because that, I think, introduces, you know, certainly a culture that we don't want in CAP. But what we have done is that, you know, the bonus campaign that we run every year, as I said earlier, you know, the money is collected, it's ring fenced completely. It's not used to fund anything else other than the bonuses to the staff. So we act as an agent.
And specific to areas.
Correct. So we act as an agent, we collect it, we ring fence the funds. Whatever we collect, we divide by the number of people and we allocate that fairly. So every officer gets, you know, exactly the same amount of money in relation to his years of service and all of those kinds of things. Please do not give them directly if, you know, and also money is not the only way to contribute. You know, we've had some people that have said they can't financially contribute, but they'd love to, you know, make each guy in their area a sweater or something like that, you know. So, you know, whatever people are, it's a lot of knitting, but each to their own, you know. So whatever people want to contribute and give to make, you know, the guys in of your, you know, festive season that much more important, or much better rather, you know, they can get in touch with the office. But to donate, it's quite simple. You got our webpage, there's a donate tab. You can either make an EFT into our account, alternatively you can pay via wallet doc using the little link there.
Just get to your website.
Correct. And from there,
cap.org.
capgroup.org.za.
capgroup.org.za. Nice, lovely messages coming through. Rene, contacting us from Israel, says, goosebumps, stunning. They have beautiful voices. Well done, from Rene. Thank you, Rene. Lovely to hear from you. Is it on YouTube?
Yes, it is. It's also on our Facebook page. So you can like our Facebook page. You can go and see the video. You can donate through the Facebook page. And then obviously there's a YouTube channel as well, where you'll be able to see this year's campaign and all of the previous campaigns that we run are also there. So you can put, you know, faces to names.
Wow. Big response. Unsigned saying, hi, I've had a few interactions with Mark and the CAP team, and they are all so professional and caring. Kudos to them.
Thank you so much.
Listen, from your spelling, you are typing while you are driving. Do not type and drive at the same time. Please. Please. Another one. Let's just see who this is from. My daughter had the privilege of working for CAP before making Aliyah 4 years ago. Mark and his family, like your CAP family, are unbelievable. I'm a huge fan and immensely grateful for all that they do.
Thank you so much.
And then another one saying, hey, I've parked.
Yeah.
And that's how we roll. Thank you so much.
No, it's
and really, Mark, to you, to your team, to the CAP officers who are there in times of need when we really need it and we are feeling most vulnerable. Really, just I wish you them all a merry, merry Christmas and a year of blessing and safety, good health and joy.
Thank you so much, Kathy, and to all your listeners, you know, on behalf of all the staff, I know my staff are listening, I'm sure, at the office, you know, we will continue to do and lead the fight, and I just, you know, we will win. we will win.
Please,
and yeah, everyone should have a safe festive season. Thank you so much for everything you've done for us for the year, and to all my staff, keep up the great work. I love you guys.